Richard, John Bob, would you please come up? Would everybody please stand? We're going to do Pledge of Allegiance to the American flag and to the Christian flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We got the words for the... Okay.
Okay, and to the Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming home again with life and liberty for all who believe.
Thank you. Ding, 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 ding. Major fuel oil leak, major fuel leak, major fuel oil leak, four main machinery room. All hands stand clear of all decks, ladders, and passageways. Ding, 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 ding. Fire, 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 four main machinery room. All hands stand clear of all decks, ladders, and passageways. Whamp, whamp, whamp. General quarters, general quarters. All hands man your battle stations. Up and forward, starboard port, or down and aft port. This is not a drill. That's how my day started. November 1st, 1983. Officially, the fire lasted for a little bit over an hour. We know the government would never lie about anything official. We fought that fire off and on for 12 hours. The fire was so hot that it melted brass valves, warped chrome deck plates. Our shoes, the soles of our shoes, melted as we were trying to put the fire out. Six men died that day, and millions of dollars worth of damage, all because one person opened a valve that didn't know what it did. This isn't my sermon. This is a memoriam to the gentleman that died. I have four of their names. I couldn't find the other two. But Seaman Chappelle Paul, Fireman Cochran Gregory, Petty Officer Tucker Richard, Petty Officer Somer Larry. Their ages were respectively 20, 27, 25, and 21. Two of them were married, three of them had children. That was the day that I knew I was a man. Because you can't run from fire when you're out in a ship. Fair winds and calm seas. Lord, I ask that you keep your hand of protection over all the gentlemen that are and ladies that are in the military today. I ask that you keep your hand of protection over the first responders here in the nation. God, let these words of mine that you've given me touch somebody's heart and soul, and may it bring a blessing to them. I pray this in your name. Amen. This is one of my first true loves. That's the USS Ranger. She was known as Ranger City. They called her the Great Gray Ghost of the West Coast. She was also nicknamed in 1963 the Top Gun of the Pacific. Her keel was laid in 1954, and she was commissioned in 1957. Took 3 years for them to build her. She was decommissioned in 1993. She is over 1,040 feet long. And when out at sea, she held over 5,000 crewmen and officers, not including civilians. That's more people than live in Shelbyville. Officially, she could do 34 knots. Unofficially, when we had all 8 boilers burning and all 4 shafts turning, you could water ski behind her. If you see where the water line is, if you go 20 feet below that, that's where I worked. I worked in the bowels of the ship. She's a movie star. She's been in 4 major motion pictures. Final Countdown, which was filmed in 1980. Top Gun. Yes, I met Tom Cruise. Yes, he is short. That's all I'm going to say about him. They filmed Star Trek IV, Voyage Home, where they went and caught the whales. I had the pleasure and honor of meeting Mr. Leonard Nimoy. He was a good man. His parents wanted him to become a pharmacist because there's no money in movies. In 1991, they filmed Flight of the Intruder. I was on the ship for 2 of the 4 movies that they made. Technically, I'm in Star Trek IV. There's a scene where they're chasing the guy that played Chekhov across the hangar bay. If you look real, real close, we're walking across the hangar bay. I had a box full of parts. When you hear, they train you that when you hear the words security breach, hit the deck. You hit the deck because the Marines have authorization to shoot you. So, I made fresh water and electricity. There's 3 types of water that's used on a Navy vessel. Used to be, I don't know about nowadays. Most of the Navy vessels are turbine, gas turbine, diesel turbine. So they don't have steam plants. Steam is produced from feed water. Feed water is so pure that human consumption is not recommended because it goes right through you. Potable water or fresh water is a purity of 0.000001. Feed water has the purity of 0.00000001. The reason being you don't want to build up contaminants on the inside of the boiler because they could chip off and cause damage. The steam is used for multiple reasons. I'm sure most of you have seen Top Gun when they're launching the airplanes, or any other movie where they're launching the airplanes and you see that waft of smoke. That's not the parts causing smoke. That's 30 gallons of my water that I made. Every time a plane was launched, it took 30 gallons of water. We used the water to produce water, electricity. It's used for drying, cooking, all these different things on a Navy vessel. We had to be self-contained. The potable water is used for human consumption, like I said. Did you know that in the United States, civilians use an approximate of 25 gallons a day per person? I see some people looking like, nah. How many times do you go to the bathroom and flush your toilet a day? 1 gallon for every time you flush your toilet. So they say the average is 5 to 6 times a day for the average American.
I'm way over that.
At least you got something you're above average on. So that's 5 to 6 gallons of water right there. For every 2 minutes of your shower, 1 gallon of water. You wash dishes, that's 5 gallons of water. You do a load of laundry, that's 5 gallons of water per cycle. You wash your dishes, you cook. In the Navy, we were allotted 20 gallons of fresh water per person per day. And we had over 5,000 men on my ship. I had to make sure that we had enough water for all four boilers to launch planes and for human consumption. We had two different types of evaporators. One was called shell and tube. That's just your basic giant vat with these steam tubes going in, sort of like a giant coffee maker with a 32 cup, and it just boils that water, produces steam. The salt water and dirty stuff stays in, the steam goes up, it's reclaimed, turned into water, to consumable water. We also had, those made approximately 60,000 gallons of water a day. We also had two flash, 6-gauge flash evaporators. They worked on a vacuum system. I don't know if any of you know anything about, I doubt if any of you do, about making water, but when water is under a vacuum, it flashes the steam at a lower temperature than if it's at sea level. We made 100,000 gallons of water per evaporator, so 200,000 gallons there. So that was approximately 560,000 gallons of water per day that I made with, in, you know, my two different machinery rooms that I worked in. None of that would have been possible without salt water, because we make water from water. So salt water is a very important part of a ship's duty, because we're not going to waste fresh water on flushing a toilet. Toilets were flushed with salt water. All of the components used to as cooling units to cool down the steam and stuff had salt water flowing through them. And salt water is used to fight fires. Water is such an integral part of human life that there's over 720 verses in the Bible about water. That's more verses than verses about faith, hope, prayers, and worship. I mean, water is so precious out there in the desert that they had cisterns made to collect the dew in giant vats 30, 40 feet below the desert. They keep finding them today. I got to keep an eye on Dawn. If she starts doing this, it means I got to stretch out the sermon. But a lot of people think that potable water is the most important water on vessel because it's for human consumption. The average human can go more than 3 days, not much more, but more than 3 days without any water before having any serious side effects. Dehydration can cause hallucinations, muscle cramps, and ultimately death. But as anybody in the military can tell you, you're expendable. You can be replaced tomorrow and not even thought about. Die and see how long it takes for your boss to replace you. So, you know, when you take a shower in the military or in the Navy on a ship, I can't say all the military because I know the Chair Force, they have luxury hotels. And the shower in the Navy is a round knob about this big with a push button on the side. You push that button in, the water comes out, you spray yourself down, you let that drop and hang, you soap yourself up, you pick that back up, and you rinse yourself off. Your shower should not take more than 3 to 5 gallons of water while you're, you know, doing everything. Brushing your teeth, shaving, and taking a shower. Do you think you could do that?
You wouldn't want me to do that.
But it says in the Bible that water not only sustains our bodies, it's an integral part of our spiritual life. Proverbs 25:25 says, like cold water to the thirsty soul. Says, so is a good news from far distant country. We all need to have our souls soothed with good news. Amos 5:24. This is one that I don't ever remember reading. But let justice roll on like a river, righteous like a never-ending stream. There's so many different types of water that God has produced for us to use and to, I hate to use the word, exploit. I mean, water is used to make electricity. Water's, when they fill up, when they use gas out of a tank, they fill the tank up with water to make the gasoline rise. In John, Jesus talked to the woman at the well. And he said to her, who drinks of this water, meaning the well water, will be thirsty again. But those that drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I give them will be in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life. God wants us to be the soothing waters for other people. He wants us to be like a fresh air, a gust of fresh air, a breeze. He wants us to soothe others that are in need. The people that the congregation here at this church has been my soothing water. And one, you know, I'm a sailor, always will be. And I'm sure most of you have heard the poem, water, water everywhere, and not a drop to drink. That's how sinners feel. Because they can't quench their thirst. Alcohol, drugs, sex, it may taste good for a day, a season, as it says in the Bible. But without that spiritual water that we need, that we desire, we are nothing but dead people walking. I don't know why God led me to do this sermon, but I'm glad he did. I want to say thank you to every one of you for coming. I want to say thank you to the people that's on the internet and on the radio listening. want to say thank you to God. If you all bow your heads, please. Lord, we thank you for everything you do for us, Lord. All the blessings you bestow on us, the ones we know about and the ones that we don't. Lord, we ask that you touch whoever's heart and ears that need to hear this sermon today. We ask that you bless all the hands of the people that prepared food. We ask that you allow the food to bring nourishment to our souls. And most of all, we want to say thank you to you, Lord. We say all this in your name. Amen. Oh, and I forgot. One of the most important things about water. It makes coffee.
I've been walking to a city I cannot see. Ooh, ooh. Through the depths of the valley where the sun